You call them temple caves. Yeah. Why temple?
A temple with images and stained glass windows, cathedrals, are a landscape of the soul. You move into a world of spiritual images. That's what this is. When Jean and I, my wife and I, drove down from Paris to this part of France, we stopped off at Chartres Cathedral. There is a cathedral. When you walk into the cathedral, it's the mother womb of your spiritual life. Mother Church, all the forms around are significant of spiritual values. And the imagery is in anthropomorphic form. God and Jesus and the saints and all in human form.
Human form.
Then we went down to Lascaux. The images were in animal form. The form is secondary. The message is what's important here.
And the message of the cave?
The message of the cave is of a relationship of time to eternal powers that is somehow to be experienced in that place. Now, I tell you, when you're down in those caves, it's a strange transformation of consciousness you have. You feel this is the womb. This is the place from which life comes. And that world up there in the sun with all those feet, that's a secondary world. Mm. This is primary. I mean, this just overcomes you.
You had that feeling when you were there.
I had it every time. Now, what were these caves used for? Yeah. The speculations that are most common of scholars interested in this is that they had to do with the initiation of boys into the hunt. You go in there, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. It's completely dark. It's cold and dank. You're banging your head on projections all the time. And it was a place of fear. And the boys were to overcome all that and go into the womb of the earth. And the shamans, or whoever it was that would be helping you through, would not be making it easy.
And then there was a release once you got into that vast torchlit chamber down there. What was the tribe, what was the tradition trying to say to the boy?
That is the womb land from which all the animals come.
Nice.
And the rituals down there have to do with the generation of a situation that will be propitious for the hunt. And the boys were to learn not only to hunt, but how to respect the animals and what rituals to perform and how in their own lives, no longer to be little boys, but to be men. Because those hunts were very, very dangerous hunts, believe me. And these are the original men's right sanctuaries where the boys became no longer their mother's sons, but their father's sons.
Don't you wonder what effect this had on a boy?
Well, you can go through it today, actually, in cultures that are still having the initiations of young boys. They give them an ordeal, a terrifying ordeal that the youngster has to survive, makes a man of him, you know.
What would happen to me as a child if I went through one of these rites, as far as
well,
we can...
Well, we know what they do in Australia. And when a boy gets to be, you know, a little bit ungovernable, one fine day, the men come in, and they're naked except for stripes of white down that have been stuck on their bodies in stripes with their men's blood. They use their own blood for glue, gluing this on. And they're swinging the bull roarers, which are the voice of the spirits, and they come as spirits. The boy will try to take refuge with his mother. She'll pretend to try to protect him. The men just take him away, and mother's no good from then on, you see. He's no longer a little boy. He's in the men's group, and then they put him really through an ordeal. These are the rites, you know, of circumcision, subincision, and
the whole purpose is to
turn him into a member of the tribe.
And a hunter.
And a hunter.
Because that was the way of life.
Yeah, but most important is to live according to the needs and values of that tribe. Hmm. He is initiated in short period of time into the whole culture context of his people.